This is Jay Sekulow. A major development for Pastor Youssef Nardakhani. The court has decided to ask the opinion of Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Madam President, I stand today here to talk about the case of Youssef Nardakhani. Youssef Nardakhani was arrested in October of 2009 in Iran. His crime that he's accused of is the crime of apostasy.
As we sit here today, Pastor Youssef Nardakhani is literally fighting for his life in Iran simply for refusing to denounce his Christianity. For us in America, it is unthinkable that someone should be put to death because of their faith.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We'd like to see the United Nations take a break from figuring out ways to sanction or take on Israel and maybe focus a little bit on these sorts of things, where people are facing a hangman's noose because of their religion.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
It is time for all of us to stand up against the spread of militant Islam and to stand up and lead for the Pastor Youssefs of the world.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And we've got some really breaking and significant news. The case of Youssef Nardakhani has now reached the highest level of the Iranian government, and that's because it has been referred by the court to Ayatollah Khomeini. Now, on Friday, we announced that we got a joint letter from both Republicans and Democrats supporting a move by to get the Secretary of State to engage on this. Now that it's reached the highest level of the Iranian regime, Jordan, now is really the time for direct action. But the good news is here, A, the pastor is still alive, and B, world opinion is starting to be shaped here because the American people have been speaking out.
I don't know a time in history, Dad, where any of the Christians here, there's over 200 in jail right now, and usually they get released after a couple of weeks. Not that that's nice, not that they don't get tortured, but they're not usually put on this kind of a trial. Some are killed, but not officially usually. But never before do I know in history that this has gone all the way up to the Ayatollah. And folks, I think we've got a new call from God. I mean, I really do believe that, folks, because we saw by rallying behind this pastor, by the media attention, by freaking really the whole Iranian regime out all over the world, that we can get directly to the most secretive, toughest leader in the world and put it on his hands. If he moves ahead with the execution, the world knows the blood is on his hands. And he faces a lot more international pressure than a local judge. So these judges have said to Ayatollah Khomeini, we need your opinion on this. You've got to tell us what to do. And he is going to make the final decision, folks. We would never be at this point if it wasn't for all of you. And I think, you know, for the hundreds of Christians who are in prison in Iran, this is the story that should change the entire way we operate when it comes to persecution in that country. Because what we've learned, they don't like scrutiny. And when you catch them once, it all unravels, and it's unraveling for Iran right now. But a lot of work is left to be done. The Ayatollah is not such a great guy, but he's under a lot more international scrutiny, Dad. That's much better than having local judges decide whether or not to hang Pastor Youssef.
Exactly correct. And I think the good news here is that, again, as Jordan said, without the international attention on this, this would not happen. But we are still silent, Jordan, when it comes from the Secretary of State's office, and that's where we need direct action.
You know, I just talked about this with Fox News. They've got a brand new story up with us, and also on CBN News, which is about to play later this afternoon. The Secretary of State Clinton has no more excuses anymore, folks. This is it, folks. It's not the judges. It's not domestic courts. It's their national leader who is going to be making a decision on whether Pastor Youssef lives or dies. And by the way, Dad, we haven't been pushing for it as much in the past. President Obama needs to engage this now, too, because that's a national leader to national leader. Call now. Join our petition. He's still alive, and we've changed the game. 877-989-2255. Whole new ball game, whole new rules. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, we need to say a huge thank you to our ACLJ members, because the reality is the response has been incredible, and we've got the highest level of attention out of Iran. Folks, I think this is unprecedented to have the Ayatollah of Iran, the supreme leader of Iran, now given the case because the court is afraid of the international backlash that's begun here, and this would have been a non-issue. No one would be talking about this if it wasn't for you all speaking out on this. So a huge thank you to our members, but we do have a lot of work to do. And, Jordan, you said during the break it's really a new case now. And I'm glad, by the way, that Senator Rubio is speaking out, that that we're seeing our good friend Eric Cantor speak out, and that we've got this bipartisan letter that Heath Shuler, Congressman Pitts are working on. This has been great. The pressure is mounting, but it's a new case now in a very real way.
Yeah, let me explain why. At first, it was in a court system. Now, it's a fairly secretive court system, but we were getting the information out, the documents out. Remember, last week we were reporting that they said they were going to move ahead, that he was never apostasy. He was a convicted rapist, convicted extortionist, convicted of running a brothel. Remember, that's what the Iranian Press TV, which has offices actually just a block away from CBN News here in Washington, D.C., government-funded English news by Iran. Now, on Monday, which today we expected there should be a verdict, and there kind of was a verdict today, the judges said, we're not making this decision. Way too much international attention. We don't have the authority, we don't think, to make the decision. The Ayatollah has to. Why does the Ayatollah have to? Because this whole death penalty with apostasy is based on writings from the first Ayatollah. There's only been two, Ayatollah Khomeini. Now Ayatollah Khomeini is going to have to decide whether or not those writings hold weight in regards to the constitutional law of Iran. But this is now happening outside of the court system. So this is all 100% now international pressure. You know, his attorney, Pastor Youssef's attorney, is not going to have a time to speak to the Ayatollah. There's not going to be a trial in front of the Ayatollah. He could make a decision today and let him go, or execute him. He could hold him for a year, like he's done, or 2 years, like the hikers. It could be a situation like that. So I want you to all understand right now, that we are talking about a totally different ballgame. And that's a good thing for Pastor Youssef. He is alive. He has got another chance here with a whole different, just a whole different list of players. I mean, the Ayatollah is responsible to the world. And as tough and rough as he may be, Does he want on his hands the death of a Christian pastor of a church of 400 people? I mean, this is not exactly the revolution in the street we're talking about in Iran that's some threat to his leadership. So this is the time we must have our leaders. You know, this is a government holiday today, folks. So we've got this day, and now we know this appeal to the Ayatollah to really get our support up. We're at 125,000-ish. We could get up to 175,000 of this. All of you should feel excited about this, and if you've never joined, this is the time. Call right now, 877-989-2255. We did what our government didn't do, folks. Do you realize that? Our government, our Secretary of State, is not responsible for this. President Obama hasn't said a word. The White House did issue a very tough statement, but it was attributed to Jay Carney, who I'm not sure the Ayatollah's ever heard of. It was because of you. It's because every day on CBN News and on Jay Sekulow Live and the Jordan Sekulow Show and on FoxNews.com on their homepage, because we're on the phone with them at 7 a.m. giving the breaking the news out of Iran so that everyone in the world sees this story. And this is the time. I told Fox News, Dad, and let me say it again right here on the show. We have to redouble our efforts tenfold. We have been given this unbelievable opportunity to increase the international pressure, and we need all of you folks. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We have been working, and you know it, folks, around the clock, doing anything possible to help Pastor Youssef. That's why we go from interview to interview and stay up late and get up early getting the news out to the reporters, because any story that gets into the attention is helping to continue to keep him alive. And now we've got another chance. It's basically an appeal, but it's not in the court system, so we really need the focus. 877-989-2255. Please call now, folks. 877-989-2255. You want results from the American Center for Law and Justice and your work and joining up? Here it is. We got to the Ayatollah of the Islamic Republic of Iran, folks. That doesn't happen. The President of the United States can't get that done.
You know, I need to say this because this is an incredible development that has taken place. We've gotten a number of leaders that are speaking out now. We've got bipartisan support out of the House and Senate. We have the case now referred from the Supreme Court to the Supreme Leader, the Ayatollah Khomeini. This is a big deal, folks. This is, like Jordan said, this is not something that could have happened by accident. I believe God's hand of providence is in this. I believe it gives us a chance to continue to fight back, and the pastor is still alive. But here's where we want you to do. I want you to take, as Jordan said, take direct action right now. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We're going to take your calls as well. By the way, why is it that the Secretary of State is still not speaking out? When Congress is, when world leaders are, when Republicans and Democrats are, where is Secretary of State Clinton? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones.
All right, folks, again, 1-800-684-3110. Lou from Washington, online too. Lou, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lou.
What are you doing and all the work you've been putting towards this? And it's amazing your organization, a few media organizations, are making more of a voice than the White House itself. But I'd just like to say that I'd like to pray for those other people who are also held captive over there after this pastor is released.
Well, yeah, first of all, let's pray that he gets released. But this is a regime that is oppressive, which is an understatement on what they do to people. This pastor, and I hate saying it this way, but I have no doubt, if this story did not get out, and that's where you got to think. A lot of groups have been involved in this, by the way. Voice of the Martyrs, a lot of the other groups as well. But I think we have to be realistic here. Jordan, Tiffany Behrens, a number of our Dan Bennett, I want to say something. These young lawyers have worked tirelessly. I mean tirelessly. I'm talking about around the clock. I was at
Let
the
Let me add Matt Clark
Summit
as well, Dad, who has been updating our website 24 hours
all
a day.
Weekend.
Seven
let me
days
add,
a week.
Yeah. Yeah, let me add that as well. Associate Counsel Matt Clark, who's a lawyer in our media group. You realize something with the practice of law, folks. It's the courtroom. It's the court of public opinion. It's the media. And Matt has done a phenomenal job in getting all this information synthesized and put up. Tiffany's done a great job dealing with the lawyers overseas. Jordan, of course, has been hitting the media hard. Dan Bennett working Congress. When I was in Washington on Friday and got that letter and saw that letter from our friend Heath Shuler, from North Carolina, Joe Pitts. I got to tell you something. That was a victory in of itself. And then to hear this morning that the case has now been referred to the Ayatollah from the Supreme Court of Iran, this is a unbelievable development. But again, folks, fight back on this. Don't let them – we've got to not give them an inch. If you haven't signed this petition, it is life and death, and now we're it's basically a new case. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. I was going to mention I was at the Value Voters Summit on Saturday, excuse me, and I mentioned in my remarks about the pastor. And, Jordan, you were there. Not only did I was, of course, I was right before Mitt Romney, I introduced Governor Romney, but Governor Romney, of course, made a statement about it, as has a number of the others. But the reaction of the crowd was incredible at the event. And so many people came up to us asking about that pastor. It's been pretty unbelievable, really amazing.
It has crossed over partisan lines. It has crossed over just, you know, Christian right or the left or the middle. Dad, I've seen a liberal radio show host tweeting out our petition saying, I agree with the ACLJ on almost nothing, but right here they're proving what they do is the right thing and no one else could be doing it. No one else has the ability to do it. Michelle Malkin, who is a conservative blogger with hundreds of just millions of people visit her blog, she has not just put the story up from the ACLJ, but asked her own folks to sign our petition. Folks, we've got a chance here, this momentum that's been built that we've had to do really without the assistance of our government administration. We've had the congressional support, of course, and bipartisan. But when you've got liberal members of Congress now, Sheila Jackson Lee, Keith Ellison, who's first Muslim elected, calling on Secretary of State Clinton to do something and still crickets. There should be no more crickets, folks. The Ayatollah, it's at his desk. It never happens. She is the top diplomat of our country. And President Obama, I didn't say it before, but because it's now out of the judicial system and he knows it's up to the Ayatollah, he could make a remark. It doesn't need to inflame Iran. It should just be, we are glad that you now have the opportunity to make the right decision here. That's what it should be. Thankfully, this has been taken out of the courts and given to someone who can make the right decision, and we encourage you to do that. That's what we need from our leaders. We haven't gotten it, but we were still able to get it to the Ayatollah. We need your support, folks. Call now, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. I mean, understand, folks. Understand, the Ayatollah, he has no judicial rules. He can make the decision now, tomorrow, 2 months. We need the pressure today. Let's get this pastor out of jail. Let's keep him safe and alive. 877-989-2255. Please call now. Thank you for your prayers. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about the situation in Iran, not too far away in Egypt. Another very troubling situation for Coptic Christians. We've done a lot of work with the Coptic Christian community in Egypt and here in the United States. Jordan, you're going to be dealing with this on your broadcast today.
Yeah, tomorrow, Ashraf Ramallah, who is from Voice of the Cops, their leading organization, one of their leading organizations in the United States and internationally in Europe, is going to be on the broadcast tomorrow. I've been working with him, folks, all weekend on it. The reports are about 20 people have been killed. These clashes continue. The scary thing is here, and, you know, Alan West, Congressman West, tweeted this. How do you like your Arab Spring? When it's not the Muslim Brotherhood firing on the Christians, it's the government. The Egyptian government that, again, we continue to fund with billions of dollars training their troops, and they were firing on Christians who had a peaceful protest because their churches are being attacked in a couple of cities in Egypt. Now, when the Muslim Brotherhood protest with their swords out claiming, you know, death to this and death to this leader, military doesn't shoot them. When it's Christians, which make up, 10% of the population, they start firing shots and killing people. So we're going to be talking about it, folks. We work very closely with the Coptic Christians. It's another one of those stories, like Pastor Youssef's. The reason why I don't want to jump into too much today is because we're trying to get all of the facts on the ground, and that is what benefits people the most. Of course, we know that is a community in serious threat our administration has been pushing for these elections. Waleed Farez, who's been on the show a lot, Dad, he said today on Fox News, this is exactly what the Muslim Brotherhood wants. They've got their own military
exactly.
Firing on the Christians. They don't have to do it.
Yeah, we should get that bite for tomorrow's broadcast. By the way, I want to say, again, a huge thank you to our ACLJ members, to our team, the about 150,000 of you that have contacted, or maybe more now, both online and on the phones. I also want to say a thank you, of course, to Jordan for his hard work on this. Tiffany Behrens has done an incredible job. Fan Bennett, our Office of Government Affairs. Matt Clark, who's an associate counsel in our media operations. And by the way, without them, we wouldn't have gotten this information out there. So we're thrilled with that. And, again, the team's doing a great job. Be praying for the lawyer in Iran, folks. The pressure is on. It's now at the Ayatollah level. It's the highest it could possibly be at. So we're happy there. I need to ask you all to do a favor. I'm going to be, by the way, on Megyn Kelly's broadcast this afternoon on Fast and Furious. We've been doing a lot of media on that over the last few days as well. We're monitoring that and looking at the legal issues associated with it. But let me be very clear here where I need your help. We've got to get the Secretary of State, now that it's at the Ayatollah level, to make an affirmative statement. So I need you to do this. If you've not signed on this petition yet, and a lot of you have, but if you haven't, go to your phones right now. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online as well. And by the way, check out the website at aclj.org. We've got a tremendous new website and a lot of information available for you. So at aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255 and have your voice heard. Let's go right back to those phones.
Again, with Kelly's calling from California on line one. Kelly, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Kelly.
First of all, I just want to commend you guys. You're amazing in what you do. It's in leading this to international attention and to bipartisan attention. It's just awesome. And I guess my comment is I just want to encourage people to pray for Ayatollah. I believe that he has a hardened heart, and I think the only one who can penetrate that heart is God. And
right.
I think this is a tremendous opportunity for the pastor to be before him. And I think that I just want to encourage people to pray that God will stir his heart.
Yeah, because let me, Kelly, you bring up a great point in Jordan, and this was a great call. Thank you, Kelly. The fact is, we got some calls from some media this morning saying, what's the time frame the Ayatollah has to work under? This is Iran, folks. There is no time frame. He could do whatever he wants. So prayer is going to be, obviously we got to continue doing the legal work, getting international attention. We got to get the UN to engage on this. But absolutely, Kelly, you're right. I want to encourage people, be in prayer for everybody involved in the situation, the pastor, the family, the Ayatollah, the lawyers involved, our team, the media, we need to blanket this in prayer because, Jordan, there's no rules and regulations that bind the Ayatollah Khomeini in Iran.
No, no, he is, again, I mean, the judicial system there is not so great with following rules, but today was kind of one of their soft deadlines, and basically they issued their verdict. Their verdict was, we are not making this decision. Too much international media attention, too much pressure on us. We're going to the supreme leader. He's the head religious leader. He's the head political leader. He is not, you know, he's not elected by the people. He's not like Ahmadinejad. He is the top of the top, and he can then, he can interpret, Dad, whether or not Ayatollah Khomeini, who wrote the apostasy law being the death penalty in his original writings that this court cites, whether or not that stands in this case. Let's recall, there are Christians in jail in Iran, hundreds of them, but none have been executed officially by the state. People are killed, they're persecuted, but not officially by the state since 1990. And one of those reasons why is this regime doesn't really have a stomach for what that means internationally. Now, it's hard to get to the top of this regime, you can imagine. But we did, folks. We did because we were unrelenting. We are unrelenting, and we haven't stopped. And I knew it was going to happen. I had this feeling last night, Ted. We were going to wake up today, and it's a whole different. It's a whole different fight, and it really is, folks. Let me just tell you, this is not a local court system and the Supreme Court case repealed back. This is a leader, you know, the 1979 Islamic Revolution. This is the number two, who's now the number one. He controls President Ahmadinejad. He picks him. He controls the court system. He picks the judges. He can make the decision unquestioned. Doesn't need appeals, doesn't need further discussion. He could let him go tomorrow. And if it is because he wants political PR and pressure, you know what? What we learned from this is that we can get to him, Dad. And if we can get to him, think about how many more Christians we can help in Iran if we're successful here. But that's going to take a lot more people and a lot more media attention.
Yeah.
Again, we have to double our efforts tenfold. This has got to be a whole new ball game we're dealing with, and people need to call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And if you've already signed the petition, we're over 125,000.
127,009, actually. We've added a tremendous number on this broadcast alone today online, Jordan. A huge response so far.
And then get it to their friends and family. They can sign up at ACLJ.org. It takes a couple of minutes. And Fox News, Dad, remember how I told people on Friday if we hit that 100,000, it'd be in the news? Well, if you read the Fox News story today, which posted this morning, it says over 125,000 people have signed the American Center for Law and Justice petition. So I'm telling you the truth, folks, when I tell you we need those numbers because it's important in the media. And that's on the front page of FoxNews.com right now, being seen around the world. Call now. Get that number up for us, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Let me say this also, folks. Obviously, we're working on this around the clock. We're also monitoring and getting information on the situation involving the Coptic Christian situation in Egypt. Our briefs are being prepared for the next phase of the healthcare debate, which will be before the Supreme Court of the United States. So you can imagine, things are jammed, to say the least. I'm going to be on Fox News this afternoon, Megyn Kelly's broadcast on Fast and Furious and the whole Eric Holder situation. Jordan said something very important, folks, and I want to really emphasize this. I need every one of you going to your phones right now. In that Fox News piece, it says over 125,000. I want to be able to update this to Fox News and these other media outlets every day. We need to be well over that. We need to show that this is continuing momentum. Here is the number. You go to your phones now. A man's life is on the line and his family's. 877-989-2255. We've got the Ayatollah Khomeini's. It's right before him. 877-989-2255. You can also sign up online at aclj.org. No apologies. 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.